The prophet Malachi says these words, they're words of comfort to weary travelers on this week. He says these beautiful words of comfort you've heard. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come. No doubt Simeon knew these words, which is why when he saw the Messiah, Jesus, the baby, in the temple, he knew he's come. The words of the prophet Malachi, 500 years before the coming of Messiah Jesus, he will come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. And we desire him today. He will come. What sweet words of comfort, and we need them today on this very difficult week, don't we? We need the messenger of the covenant to come bringing consolation to so many families who are experiencing incredible grief. We need the messenger of peace to bring peace to our very own neighborhoods, putting an end to this insanity. We need on this week the words of the prophet Malachi to be true. Jesus bringing serenity, peace on earth, goodwill to all. But that is not where the prophet Malachi leaves it. He adds this, words of comfort, yes, but also words of judgment. He is coming, yes. The messenger of the covenant, yes. And then he adds this, verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming? Oh man, no. Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. This doesn't sound very Christmassy anymore, does it? I like the other stuff. That was sweet, comforting, consolation. Even when it's being sung in Handel's Messiah, it's kind of ominous. Minor keys. But who can endure? Right? Come on, don't look at me like I'm crazy. Isn't that how it goes? Right. Thank you, yeah. We hear this song, and even in the Messiah, we know, how did this go south? It's about Jesus, it's about hope, and Malachi gives notice. These words from the Handel's Messiah, it is actually words from Malachi. He gives notice. A radical change is coming. The arrival of the Messiah brings comfort, and it also brings refining. And to be refined by fire, if you don't know, is to be melted. It's going to get hot. You ever toured a foundry? Do you even know what a foundry is anymore? It's an old word. It gets hot. I have toured a foundry. It gets so hot, you can't even look at the stuff coming out of these ovens. It's melted. It's melted. It gets hot enough that whatever is not actually supposed to stay will just evaporate. It will burn away. And this is why we fear these words. Refinement, purification, judgment. One author puts it this way, Malachi keeps us from domesticating God, whose hope for coming is fearsome as well as graceful, an act of judgment at the same time as it is an act of salvation. The message of Malachi is that the coming of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is good news of great joy. We believe this for all people. But it doesn't mean that Christ's presence demands nothing from us or leaves us completely unchanged. Malachi is telling us that like a refiner's fire and cleansing soap, the arrival of Christ in the midst of our lives calls us to reverent obedience, faithful praise. The good news will indeed be good news because it will transform us. It will change us. It will purify us. And I know we hear these words and it still sounds scary, doesn't it? But what if we think of it this way? I'm learning to think of this purifying, this judging this way. What if the purpose of refining is to remove any impurities that may weaken or disfigure what is being refined? What if the flames of heaven are good? What if what we're supposed to fear is the flames of hell, but this is not what Malachi